You've finally broken loose from work. Three friends, one tea time, and then the text. Honey, there's water in the basement. Not exactly how you pictured your Saturday. That's when you call us, Cincinnati Insurance. We always answer the call, because real protection means showing up, even when things are in the rough. Cincinnati Insurance. Let us make your bad day better. Find an agent at CINFIN.com.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
You go all over social media, you're going to see all types of fitness content, fitness influencers, fitness coaches, personal trainers, and you might even see some fitness podcasts. But I'm here to tell you, you're not going to find something like this. And people try to duplicate, but it's not a debate. You can't reciprocate, and then that turns into a whole lot of hate. Listen, this is the best fitness podcast out. You're going to come here, we're going to laugh. We're going to educate, we're going to entertain, and we're going to talk a little shit. And listen, man, if you're doing more bunching than crunching, this might be the podcast for you. Don't come here and get offended. Just soak up the game, apply it, and watch your life change. So sit back, enjoy the show, tell a friend to tell a friend, and tap in. Let's get this episode started.
Hey, live on a Sunday. What's going on, y'all? It's your boy C. Marty Fit, and we back here with another episode on the Less Brunches, More Crunches podcast. Yes, sir, he's back. What's going on, man? Listen, man, I'm excited to be here on this Sunday. We're going to have another fire episode, and I'm having a super productive weekend, man, getting some good rest and just getting things done, man. Fire podcast episode on Friday, so go check that one out. That was a great episode. This one's going to be a great episode too, man, but, you know, we're going to have fun. We're going to educate. And we're going to talk about some truths that need to be talked about. You know, it might not be the popular thing to talk about. It might not be the most socially accepted thing to talk about. But that's not going to stop us from talking about it. that ain't stopping nothing over here. But anyway, man, like I said, I'm excited to be here. And before we talk to the fam and before we get this show started, because the content is endless. I got too much content. I can't cover everything. I ain't got enough time in my day. The day is coming where I could just sit here for 2 or 3 hours. I ain't at that point yet. And y'all going to see why. Y'all will see why. Y'all going to understand. When that day comes, y'all going to understand why. Let me just put it like that. But with all that being said, I need y'all to do one thing. If it is your first time watching, I need you to hit the like button. You're probably wondering why I need to hit the like button for a ninja with a shirt that don't match the headphones, that don't match the couch. You need to hit the like button for him because this is the best fitness podcast out. This is the illest fitness podcast out. This is the coolest, coldest, dopest, most entertaining fitness podcast out. Regardless of what they say, regardless of how they try to cancel me, regardless of the names that they call me, and regardless of the names that the people, regardless of the names they call the people that agree with me, this is still the best fitness podcast out. I need the returners to hit the like button. And shout out to the Playback Gang. aka the PVG. I need the PVG to hit the like button. And I need the PVG to leave a comment, because it don't count. You're not playback gang if you don't leave a comment. You can't say, oh yeah, we watched C. Marty's show and I ain't seen your name in the comments. It don't count. You're no longer playback gang. You're just, you one of them. You ain't playback gang, you one of them. But anyway, man, let me stop playing around. Oh, and I got one more thing before we get to the fan, bro. Before we get in these comments and get the show started, man. Listen, bro. Listen. Y'all know everybody tells me everything, man. Don't go up to my folks talking about, well, you know, yeah, Chris need to stop talking about fat people. He might be fat one day. That might be the dumbest shit I've ever heard in my life. Listen, man. Just because I'm pointing out an issue and you feel some type of way doesn't mean I need to stop talking about it. Maybe you need to start scrolling when you see my content. Because clearly that content ain't for you. And you going to sit here and say that, but you in the gym losing weight, in the gym consistently, practicing all the things that we talk about. So why is that an issue? You trying to run away from the fat, so don't try to put the fat on me. And talk about that might happen to me one day because I'm going to have kids and a job. Listen, brother, I'm laying the foundation. That will never happen. I don't know what y'all think this is, but the principles and the things that I live by and the things that I teach, it's not changing. And no matter what happens in my life, whether I'm working 14 hours a day, whether I'm working 3 hours a day, it doesn't matter. That's not happening over here. This is a mindset. And once you develop this mindset, it ain't no going backwards. So y'all keep that weak ass shit over there and don't try to put that on me. Just because y'all use that as an excuse don't mean that's going to be an excuse for me. Y'all go ahead with that weak shit and y'all can shut up.
Shut your bitch ass up, nigga.
And it's more where that came from, because we ain't even start the show yet and I'm already in my bag. Well, let's get to the fam. And we got a lot to talk about today. Wicked Scorpion, what up? Jennifer, getting my workout in before the show. Okay. Got my workout in before the show. Okay. We appreciate you, Jennifer. Playback gang, because I'm working. Okay, Rhonda, but I want to ask your advice about weight loss for petite women, since some of us are starting at a low BMR, basal metabolic rate. We got a lot to talk about today, so I won't go too far on this. I need a little more information. Because I need to know your weight and I need to know why you want to lose weight. I need to know a little bit more information to answer that accurately. But a lot of people that are petite, or a lot of people that don't necessarily have a lot of excess fat, don't think that they need to lose weight or don't think they need to do things to increase their metabolism. But yeah, hit me with some more info. I would love to get into that topic. Jennifer, hey, said, hey peeps, see Marty.
C-Marty.
Hey, man, that's funny. My old coach that made that for me, I actually just spoke to him the other day, man. So that brought back a little memories. Unc starting early on a Sunday. Yes, sir. Ken C, what up? You don't just wake up fat one day. Might be fat one day. It makes no sense. It's crazy out here, man. Grown-ass men. Grown-ass, weak-ass men, man. Shit is sad. I'm in control. I'm never going to be fat. I'm in control of what I eat and how active I am. Exactly. Like, you saying don't talk about fat people because you might be fat one day is just like saying don't talk about criminals because you might be a criminal one day. No, Ninja. I just won't do anything and I won't commit any crimes. like, bro, what? The coolest, the coldest, the dopest. Absolutely. I'm going to St. Louis for the weekend and I'm using the hotel gym and taking my meals with me so I stay on track. Absolutely. Have you heard of bigoroxia? No, I have not.
Nope.
And with all that being said, let's get the show started.
All right.
We're going to start off with a little bit of education today. We got men should be doing different workouts than women. Let's see if that's true. And make sure y'all hit the like button. Let's check it out, man. Why is my video not popping up? What's going on here? Oh, here it is.
Stay away from trainers who think that women should do things differently than men. Oh. I have my men who are trying to build strength and muscle, trained to a set of failure at 8 reps and a set of failure at 6 reps. And I have my women trained to a set of failure at 8 reps and a set of failure at 6 reps, okay? Because we're both humans.
If there's one thing that the fitness industry loves, it's selling BS products to women.
Absolutely. Hold on real quick before she continues. It's easy to market this BS to women, right? Women, they have, their bodies are different than men. They go through things that men don't go through, right? So it's easy to market to them and make them feel like, hey, this is holding you back. I'm going to sell you this supplement that's specifically for this. Oh, you have a you have a cycle. You have PCOS. You have this. Here, this is for women. It's easy to get caught up in that. But the reality is the work, and the work is going to work for women, and it's going to work for men. We are human beings. We have similarities, and our bodies both respond to eating in a calorie deficit, eating the right macronutrients, and resistance training. That's the reality. Stop believing this bullshit. All this bullshit y'all believe, ladies, is keeping y'all fat. It's keeping y'all fat, and the pandering men that agree with it. And no, it's not true. They're keeping you off it.
Creatine for women, waist shrinkers, de-bloat drinks, booty bands, protein for women. It's really getting out of hand, you guys. Regardless of male or female, if two people have the same goals, they should be training the same. The reason why men and women usually train differently is just because they have different goals. Not every man wants a juicy butt, but a lot of women do. And if you want to grow your legs as a woman, you need to train like a man, which just means training hard. And ladies, just because...
Which means you have to lift heavy weight and eat in a caloric surplus. Just like a man. Pretty simple. It's not that difficult.
Because you're training with intensity and like men do, doesn't mean you're going to look like a man. You're not going to get bulky. To get bulky, you're going to need to train super hard for many years, eat a lot of food, have elite genetics, and then probably take some steroids. And we also don't need special creatine or special protein. We're all human. Stop falling prey to these scams.
All facts, man. Shout out to Marco. Yeah, man. And it's there's even like a I'm randomly just thought of this, but there's this thing where it's like women with PCOS or one of those conditions, man. I can't remember, but the women with this can't go hard in the gym because it raises their cortisol, this and that. Look, man. Listen, stop believing that bullshit. I don't care what they show you, right? You have to make yourself uncomfortable if you want to achieve a certain physique, if you want to lose fat, if you want to change your body composition. You do have to work out with some intensity, all right? There's a lot of propaganda out here where they unfortunately just confusing women and making them think that there's this easy route or they have to stay the same. Once you get fat, you have to stay fat.
Nope.
And it's just absolutely not true, man. Both men and women need to work lower body. Both men and women need to work upper body, right? It benefits both of us. We can accumulate fat on the lower and upper body, so we need to work it. We get benefits, we get injury prevention from working the lower and the upper body, okay? So stop with the bullshit. Stop believing it. We're going to tell you the truth here. The truth might not always sound comfortable. It might not sound like it's going to be something easy. It might not sound like it's going to be something that you want to hear, right? But if you listen to it, you're going to get the results you want. You're going to continue to make progress. You won't be mad. You won't feel like you're wasting your money on a trainer, wasting your money on meal preps, wasting your money on a gym membership. And it is what it is. And you know I'm going to tell the truth, and you know I got to go. I saw a documentary on how fit people are never satisfied and will go to the extreme to get bigger/better. And yeah, that's unfortunate, man. And that specifically comes down to, what are you working out for, right? Are you working out to be the biggest and baddest in the gym, or to, you know, be the strongest person on the Instagram feed when you post? Like, if you're there for a bigger reason, if you're there for health and longevity, you're not going to have, you know, any thoughts like this, man. And people will go to extreme length, taking all types of drugs. So a trampoline being advertised, and they say 10 minutes of that is equivalent to 30 minutes of running.
Nope.
Absolutely not. Women got to train upper body too, not just lower body. Absolutely. Steph on a Sunday. What up, Steph? Live on a Sunday. What up, Jay Sharp? And let's keep this thing going, man. You can be the biggest, baddest person, But if you're a bad person, it doesn't matter. Absolutely. All right, man. What we got? Oh, man. We start with the BS, man. All right. If oh, man, this is crazy. So there's a challenge going on where, you know, guys are picking up their girlfriends or picking up their wives. If you have to put a back brace on to pick up your wife.
Oh, brother, this guy stinks.
We got an issue on both sides. You're too weak and she's too big. I mean, what in the... What the hell? And guess what race they are?
I'm not going to say what race, what people.
Guess what race they are? It's getting crazy out here, man. Let's check it out. Make sure y'all hit the like button, man.
India.
All right. We're just going to skip this part. We'll watch it. All right. So you see, you picked up the girlfriend. They're celebrating. Now let's check out this next part. Oh, I know y'all saw the back brace. Okay. Listen, bro. You putting on a belt to lift up your wife like it's heavyweight, like you maxing out. Ladies, that's ridiculous. And fellas, and she not that big.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
She's a big woman, but she not that big. You should still be able to lift her up. You're a grown man, bro.
Oh, I got this.
Tony.
Oh, God. I'm going to dip my dog.
I really, really don't want
you to just start working out.
Oh, yeah. So he's sitting here. He making all these excuses now. I don't know if he's going to try again. Let's see, because there's still more video to go. Let's see if he's going to try again.
On time, we're 360, baby.
For real, baby. Back in your day.
And
well, I'm not 250. And I show it.
Y'all, do y'all think she's 250? Y'all think she's 250?
Stop the
cow.
Hey, 360.
We said bench press.
When
you say,
yeah, Let's see.
Come on.
Uh-oh. Oh, man. Hey, listen. We don't need any slip discs with you trying to lift your wife up, man. We don't need a slip disc with you. We don't need a herniated disc with you trying to lift your wife up.
Nope.
That's ridiculous, man. Get in the weight room and she need to get on the treadmill. And she need to get in the weight room too. Let's see. Oh, he gonna try another way.
Jesus.
Oh, Lord. Oh, brother. All right, let's see what he got. Let's see what he got. He gonna bench press her.
Go, baby.
Let's see what he got.
Oh, brother, this guy stinks.
Hey, bro. Hey. If your man can't pick you up, ladies, it's time to get in the gym. And if your man can't pick you up, either it's time to get in the gym or it's time to get a new man. Well, both of y'all need to get in the gym. This is ridiculous. Oh, man, he's struggling like a motherfucker.
On my face.
Oh, I need some bathroom.
I'm
going
to be a
bitch
person.
You gotta stand still.
Tony, wait. I'm back.
So she went to use the bathroom to try to shed a couple pounds. You're not slick. You're not slick. We know exactly what you did. That's ridiculous.
Come on. Cross your legs.
Let's see if you get it. Let's see if you get it. Oh, man. Yeah, he's cooked.
Oh, God.
Yeah, he's cooked.
Come on! I'm wasting time.
I need some water.
She trying to change the subject.
Okay. Last time.
She trying to change the subject. Rubbing his ashy knees.
Cross your legs. Ready? Go. Sideways.
Come on, man. Give it up, bro. Just give it up, bro. Yeah, give it up. You ain't got it, bro. Yeah, you ain't got it, bro.
Why you out of breath? You ain't lifted nothing.
Oh, man.
Oh, brother, this guy stinks.
Yeah, man. I mean, this is normal now. This is normal. I mean, I don't even know why guys put themselves in this situation. It's embarrassing for him and her. That's embarrassing for both parties. Hey, listen. Black community.
I'm not going to say what race, what people.
We're at the point now where it's normal for the woman to be bigger than the man. And damn, I got to find the video. Oh, shit. I should have put the video on. If I could find it at the end, remind me. I literally saw a video. This is no bullshit. Where this woman was saying she need her man to be like 6'5", 6'6", 6'7". And the dude was like, why? She was like, well, I'm a bigger woman. I want to feel feminine. Now, if you want to feel feminine, you need to drop some of that weight. But it's normal for the women to be bigger than the guy now. It's getting ridiculous, man. It's getting crazy out here. It's America. We're cooked. We got to get it together, and it's only getting worse. You got to tap into podcasts like this. You got to get in the gym and not listen to the majority, become part of the minority. And it is what it is. And you know I'm going to tell the truth, and you know I got to go. Oh, man. Brown Baldy, what up? Coach Pope Fitness, yes, sir. Yep, Tune says self-improvement is always on the menu. Jenny, what up? Too damn big. The back brace told me everything I needed to know, man. And real quickly, we're going to talk about back braces. So if you saw my story yesterday, I think I have the video here. Hold on, I'm going to show you the video because I have it. I literally have it right here on my desktop. So I'm just going to show you the video because it's easier to show than it is to, hold on. Is this it? Yeah, this is it. Yeah. Let me just flex for y'all real quick. Oh, Marie not here no more, but I'm going to just flex real quick. So you see me, I'm about to just rack pull. Really, it's a deadlift, but it's a rack pull. This is 425, right? No back brace, right? So just before we continue on that video, I just want to make it clear. You don't have to have a back brace, right? The reason people have a back brace is because they haven't thoroughly trained their core. They haven't thoroughly trained those lower back muscles. And so when you wear a back brace, it takes away from the benefit of the core, I guess the core being engaged in an exercise like that. So now I know you haven't been training and you haven't been training your core for sure. So you don't have to have a back brace, bro, if you learn how to train that correctly. If you need to know, shoot me a DM. We can rap about it. But anyway, just going to throw that out there. It's not necessary. Where we at? Jay Sharp, the fact he did the sumo stance. Bro almost got injured doing that. I know his job has disability leave. Not to brag, but I can lift her up. Okay, Wicked, Chubby Chasing Wicked. Chubby Chasing Wicked. That dude does not lift legs on the regular. Yikes, nope. Too big and he's 2 weeks. They both got work to do. I think dude sharded with the back brace. She 280 easily. Yeah, I think she is 280, man. He can't bench her 280 pounds. This goes to show that barbell versus human flesh are two totally different type of weight. That is true. I use a weightlifting belt to do heavy overhead press, heavy squats, heavy deadlifts, but my core is definitely strong regardless. Yeah, I'm a challenge you, bro. Try to do those lifts without it. Because your core is going to get way more benefit from that. And I'm not telling you what to do, but it is food for thought. Because that's if you look at the Olympics, some of them use a weight belt, but a lot of them don't use a weight belt. I'm more of a thick fit, slim thick. type of man. Okay. All right. Well, hey, look. Hey, look. Talk your shit, Wicked. You know, if you want 280 and she ain't no lady.
She don't want no puppy. She want a big dog.
If that's what you want, Wicked, we respect it. It's like, nah, I'm fucking with you, Brad. Anyway, I'm killing y'all, man. Let's keep this thing going.
Dom the Monko.
Yeah, 500 without a belt. Yeah, I'm trying to get to 500 without a belt. I'll be there soon. I'll definitely be there soon. Let's keep it going, man. What we got next, bro? Is this woman a baddie? Yes or no? Chat, let me know. Let's see. Let's check it out, man. White people are losing their minds. Jenny's community, y'all losing your minds.
How dare you?
Let's check it out. It says, before I became a baddie, too. So let's see what she turned into. Let's see. Was her chin jiggling? That's crazy. Before, and this is after. Oh, wait, I've always been one.
Oh, brother, this guy stinks.
And this is the issue here, man. This is the issue. America has normalized lying to women. You don't have to be on the same level as a woman who puts in work to not have a chin like that. A woman who sacrifices her time, her energy, sacrifices maybe even a little bit of fun to look the best that she can and be her optimal self and be the best version of herself. That's a baddie. Now you want to call yourself a baddie. And this is why we're cooked. And you should see the comments. The comments are, well, you're fine the way you are. Da 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 da. You know, all that pandering bullshit. And unfortunately, pandering and lying to yourself doesn't make you healthier. Pandering and lying to yourself doesn't change the lab work, your blood work, when them labs come out. It's ridiculous, man. It's crazy. So you can be a part of the gang that wants to lie to themselves, make themselves feel good, not hear harsh messages, try to get C. Marty kicked out of the gym where he pays $1,000 a month to train. You try to get me kicked out. Try to report my TikTok, get my TikTok canceled, and so I can get strikes. Report my YouTube, try to get me demonetized. Or you can just go to the gym and put the work in so you ain't got to have no double, triple, quadruple neck like that. What's after quadruple? Quintuple neck like that. You can live in delusion, man. And guess what? The longer you live in delusion, the harsher it's going to hit when that shit finally catch up to you. Because it's going to catch up. You don't see no biggies, 600 poundies, ninjas walking around in their 60s and 70s. You don't see that. You don't see it. So continue that. I was at, where did I go the other day? I went to the store the other day. And I saw this girl. She was a black girl, unfortunately.
You know, black people.
No.
And she wasn't ugly. She was a cute girl. She had to be in between, you know, she probably was like 22, 23. Cute girl. Unfortunately, she probably was 5'4", 5'3", 200-something pounds. Big as hell. Why are you that big that young? Why are you that big that young? You haven't had no kids yet. Your body's still developing. Why are you that big? I mean, it's ridiculous, man. And I bet you, nobody in her family, nobody in her fan group is going to tell her that. And people can't believe, hey, I'm big. People can't believe, hey, I need to get my shit together. Hey, I need to go to the gym. Hey, it might be a dude out here who don't want this shit.
Nope.
Maybe only low-level ninjas is going to want this shit.
Nope.
But I'm going to complain about attracting low-level ninjas.
Nope.
I'm just saying. So, yeah, this is sad. It's not just the black community. It's clearly the white community as well. And because there are more white people than black people in America, there might be more white people that think like this than black people. There might be more white women that think like this than black women. What do y'all think? I'm not talking percentage-wise. I'm talking about the actual number of people. Because black women are only, 6% of the United States? So 60% of them are overweight, right? What's the percentage for white women? Let's just say the percentage for white women is 40. right? There's way more there's way more white women than black women. So there might be more white women walking around thinking like this, which is unfortunate. And that's America for you. And they need to step it up. And it is what it is. You know I'm going to tell the truth, and you know I got to go. Let's keep it going, man. Where we at, man? Wait, what the fuck, her chin? Her chin was literally blown with the wind. She got water balloon as a chin. She looked like she could be Fat Bastard's baby sister. Crazy. Jenny Community L. How dare you? Seriously. You know it's bad when white women telling other white women it's bad.
How dare you?
We don't see that often. Got a damn tumor on her neck. Energetic Casey. What up, man? Please tell me this AI. It ain't. Live on a Sunday. What up, Marsha? What up, Source? Man, this is a disgrace to the word baddie. Oh, damn. Damn, for your face to look like that, you got to be at least 600. Yep. That neck. Another accept me as I am. Exactly. I bet her chin acts like a camel's hump. That's ridiculous. She don't believe that for real. No, she don't. If you no baddie gets on the internet and tries to convince the world that she's a baddie. It just doesn't work like that. God damn. Oh, that's you, brown baldy?
God damn.
The fuck she got on her chin? Her chin got a chin and another chin. There are a lot of fat white women, so you're right. Oh, yeah, definitely right. Anyway, man. Let's keep this going. We're going to take a trip to Twitter. Okay, so recently we had the Victoria's Secret. Did anybody see the Victoria's Secret show that was this past week? I'm not sure what it's for. I just know there was a show. I don't know what exactly it was called or anything like that. But let's check it out, man. So hold on, zoom in. All right, the plus size representation at Victoria's Secret show is what makes a big difference to me. The stunning girlies backstage. Now this isn't a normal. This isn't the typical plus size runway like we had maybe 4 or 5 years ago. These girls are, they're still, you know, plus size, but not like how they used to be. So you see her, she's not like what it used to be. She's not like what it used to be. She's not like what it used to be. And she's not like what it used to be, right? So we had a lot of controversy there, right? We had people in the comments.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Some of you are just finding out that you're obese size, not plus size. Oh, brother. Americans in the comments are cooked. Only one of these girls isn't plus size. The model on the bottom left. Let's see that. Okay. The rest are absolutely plus size. Come on, guys. Just because most of you look like that in America doesn't mean it's healthy. So a lot of these women don't think that the women here are plus size, right? So they said, let's put real plus size women in the model show. For inclusivity, right? So I'm going to show you the real plus size people that were requested. And you guys aren't going to believe this. You guys aren't going to believe what was requested. Let's check out what was requested. So we got this here. Savage X Fenty Show. This is the real plus size representation that everyone would like to see. Uh-oh.
Oh, brother, this guy stinks!
So let's check out the real plus size that everyone would like to see. You guys in the chat, let me know if you would like to see this as well. I wouldn't like to see it, but we got this lady here. She's definitely about 250. We got this lady here. This is about 250, 280. Hold on. We got to play this while I do it. Now, let's see what we got. They're about 250, 260. And we got this here. We even have a male in here. But this is the plus size that people want to see. And, yo, that's crazy. Stop normalizing obesity. The fuck is wrong with y'all? The Victoria's Secret models are plus size, but they exercise. Take care of their bodies. You can tell they are healthier and fit. Obesity is not okay. Yeah, we're going to stop it there. We're going to stop it there. But again, more examples of how it's been so normalized that, you know, because think about traditional models. They worked out, they starved themselves, which I don't encourage anyone to do. I'm not going to tell you to starve yourself. But anyway, they sacrificed to get on that stage is the point I'm trying to make. Then a couple years ago, we get this this plus size phenomenon. People complain about it. Stores get rid of their plus size clothing. They're like, all right, fuck the plus size shit. We can't do that no more. We'll still keep it, but we're going to get some fitter plus size women. People complain that these women aren't fat enough. Well, we gave the plus size people a chance to get on the runway. We gave the plus size people a chance to be affiliated with Victoria's Secret and have some inclusivity, and the world rejected it.
Nope.
But they just gonna push harder and continue to complain instead of leveling the fuck up, instead of getting their shit together. Typical American for you. But this is where we are, man. So this shit right here pushes me to continue to do my content because I know I'm doing the right thing. I know I'm on the right side of the train, man. I mean, this is ridiculous, bro. If you want to settle, if you want to have mediocrity in your life, just do that. Don't try to make me feel bad. Don't try to fix the shit that the common sense people want. But this shit is ridiculous, man. So that's America for you, dog. That's America. Oh, this isn't fat enough. We want more. And let's put a fat male in there too.
No Diddy, you know.
Uh oh. Let's put a fat male in there too. And that's the problem right there. I'm sorry. We're not getting political. This is nothing against gay, straight, lesbian, homosexual. This is nothing against y'all. Like, yo, live your life, do what you want. But this is just prime example right here. When you give these motherfuckers an inch, you give them an inch, they want to take it further. Yeah. All right, let's put some plus ass people in there. Nope, they're not fat enough. All right, let's put some fatter people in there. Nope, we got to get a man in there. My thing is this, though. Why not just go to a men's... Why not just make a plus-size men's fashion show? If you want to be in a plus-size male model in the show that bad, why don't you start a plus-size male model show? Why don't you do that? Or a plus-size male clothing line? This is America. People start businesses every day. Am I right or wrong? So that's all I'm going to say, man. It is what it is. Hey, you know I'm going to tell the truth. Hey, you know I gotta go.
Dom DeMarco, Marco.
No, that shit was crazy, bro. Hey, that ninja in there was crazy, bro. That shit.
First of all,
that's past the course, man.
All right. Let me chill, bro, before I get canceled again. The fuck she got on her chin? Her chin got a chin and another chin. There are a lot of. Oh, I read that already. I don't mean goddamn in Dusty Ninja terms, but who lied to her? I knew what you meant, bro. I was just fucking with you. I knew what you meant, Brown Baldy. She's insecure. Maybe she meant fat bastard. Okay. She got more chins than a Chinese phone book. That's the Brown Baldy. That's
three, racist. You're out.
Brown Baldy, see you Wednesday. You got kicked out again, Ninja. You got kicked out again. But anyway, Daniel Shannon. Not the big girls getting mad at the big girls. It's like if you're not big enough, you don't count. Who the fuck is everyone? I didn't cast my vote for that shit. Sloppy supermodel examples. No, and what the fuck is on her? Chill, bro. She got a skin condition, bro. Chill, bro. Yo, you got to relax, bro.
Nope.
I think that's vitiligo. She got a skin condition, bro. You got to relax, bro. Y'all ninjas are crazy. That's a man in the last one, Uncle Zesty one. Yeah, I'm hip. Already hip. Zoomer, what's going on? W stream. Appreciate that, Zoomer. Appreciate that, bro. I would not want to spend that kind of money on tickets to see elephants on the runway.
Nope.
I'm not reading that. The fat dude was sweeter than a bowl of Frosted Flakes with extra sugar in it.
No diddy, you know?
How fat do they want? They want them wheelchaired out. They won't be able to walk the runway. I think that's what they want, Jennifer. Big mama, big mama, big mama, big mama, big mama. They walk the runway, it'll be an earthquake. I got you. Why is every plus size man the show is in what? Why is every plus size man the show is in what happens? I don't know what that says, bro. That's not plus size, baby. That's super heavyweight.
How dare you?
I got you, bro. I got to find that joint. Here you go.
That's not slim thick, baby. That's full heavyweight.
God damn, got kicked out again. That shit was crazy, man. Hey, killing y'all, man, on this Sunday. Oops, my bad. Killing y'all on this Sunday. Let's keep this thing going. All right, what we got first? Let's go. Yeah, we're cooked. All right, we're cooked. Yeah, we'll do this one. We'll do this one. Devani DX, what's going on? All right, we got Hold on. I messed up. All right, we're going to do that. I'm going to pull this up. We got black women again. Sorry, y'all.
I'm not going to say what race, what people.
All right, let's check it out. Give me one second.
First of all, I'm fine as hell. Second of all, shit. Ain't no second of all. That's it. That's all.
Okay. And this right here is just proof that the black community's cooked.
Oh, brother, this guy stinks!
No, we're gonna let's do it one more time. I gotta break it down. Hold up.
First of all, I'm fine as hell.
Okay, we gotta stop throwing fine around, okay? It's fine to love yourself. It's fine to attract guys. And it's fine to date guys who love plus-size women. There's plenty of them out there. But you're not going to sit here and continue to call yourself fine.
Second of all, shit, ain't no second of all.
Okay, you can't be fine and 50% body fat. Okay, I don't think that's fine. Okay, I don't think you're a 8 out of 10 and up. I'm being honest, man. Men can't do this shit. Where we just, yeah, man, I'm the shit. Yeah, high value. I'm high value. And you're a fat fuck. Men can't do that, okay? Ladies, this is getting ridiculous. And I hate this for black women. So, of course, they come in cocky. You literally can see the cellulite on their legs. This is not body shaming. I'm just pointing it out. It's right there. It's clear as fucking day. So don't say I'm body shaming when we all fucking see that shit. Anyway, let's look at the comments. Fire. Hearts, fire, hard eyes. I love my black sisters. They motivate me to love myself unconditionally. Okay. What? One, there's a lot of questions here. One, why does this motivate you? Okay. We glorify the wrong shit in the black community. That's why we stay fat as hell. Okay. And just because these women are black and you're black doesn't mean you have to hype it up. Would you hype this up if it was white women?
Nope.
Would you hype this up if this was fat Asian women?
Nope.
Would you hype this up if it was fat Latina women?
Nope.
That's how you know it's bullshit. Am I right or wrong, chat? If I'm wrong, let me know. If I'm right, if I'm wrong, let me know. Big as hell. Well, what do you want? Well, what do you want for them not to live and enjoy life? Well, I mean, I want them to live, but I wish they didn't enjoy being this fucking big. Crawl in a box and complain that they are a size zero? We are all different. When you love yourself, you can walk with your head high. See, that's that shit right here. Who said anything about a size zero? Okay. Majority of women on earth are not a size zero. So I don't think men are on here telling women to get to a size zero. What do y'all, they always take the extreme. They always take the extreme. I love this size. Enjoyable madness. Simps. Somebody put a question mark. Hearts. Lord have mercy. I'm so done. Go to the gym button. Ladies, please take care of yourself and your heart like this. So it's not like this. You only get one. Oh, man. Do you need another plus size model? More black women trying to get in.
I'm not going to say what race, what people.
Is this Wicked Scorpion? Can y'all imagine what they smell like? Thighs rubbing together. University. Oh, man. Oops. I just let it play while I go through these comments. But yeah, it's ridiculous, man. They causing trouble. Absolutely. You see the bullshit. But we glorify this. I mean, it's so, when the cellulite is getting wrinkly, this is a sign of, what is this a sign of? Type 2 diabetes? You got something. You got something. You got high blood pressure or something when the cellulite is wrinkly. You ain't just walking around at optimal health with that type of cellulite. It just don't happen. So, hey, y'all got to cut this bullshit out, man. Cut it out. Get your life together. You got endless resources out there. You can invest in a gym, trainer, class, ChatGPT, TikTok. I mean, so many women out here with transformations. It don't make sense to continue to do this bullshit. And it is what it is. And you know I'm going to tell the truth. And you know I got it. Let's get in these comments, man. Where we at in these comments? I meant why all the men in the plus size activity rock the other way. You think straight men gonna be in there? What type of man you expect to be in there, bro? Ain't no straight man going to do that. No offense. I'm just being honest. It'll chunk funk models. I knew what you meant, bro. Yeah, I knew what you meant, bro. This better be AI.
Nope.
Ain't AI. Her truth versus reality. Yeah, that my truth shit is bullshit. Oh, no. First of all, you are fat as hell is what she meant to say. Yo, where y'all knees at?
Nope.
I don't think they have any knees. That's why they sound like. The denial is strong in those two. Their knees are wrecked. They're built like farm animals. You big as hell. One, you big as hell. Two, get a gym membership. Three, delete this video. I agree. And it's a lot of fupa in that video.
Bitch, that become my fupa big.
Of course, it's not a second of all, because it's four of y'all in the frame. And they just left Burger King.
It's Burger King.
Looking like a chicken? Okay. Late, but we'll join Playback Gang. Ain't no way, man. 50% body fat is not it. Absolutely.
Well, ain't no way, boy.
Shout out Beth Ann. Notice that black women can talk shit about black men, but when black men talk shit about black women, we're the villains. Real talk, man. I had a girl text me the other day who, that, you know what, because this podcast going to get back to her, so I'm not even going to say details, but I had a girl text me the other day, and she was like, maybe you need to be a little nicer. Well, you don't have to slander. You don't have to be so direct, and then unfollow me. But it's just like, yo, when I talk about white people, when I talk about Hispanic people, when I'm on there dropping game, I've been dropping so much game on Instagram, and the
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
The engagement is crickets. Not a lot of likes, not a lot of comments. Nobody wants to say anything. But I sprinkle a little video in there. It happens to be a black woman, because black women do the craziest shit that relate with fitness and make excuses and fit shame. I'll react to it. Now I'm the bad guy. 1 out of 10 posts, I'm a terrible person. Nobody say shit when I'm on there dropping endless fitness game. Walk with heads high, but bellies low. Tattooing up all that fat. This is not it. It can't be safe to tattoo all that fat either. Yes, love yourself. That's what we want. But be real with yourself and admit that you have a problem and there are consequences to those actions. You either get fit or get cooked. Exactly. Astrid H, so true. Well, welcome to the show. I haven't seen your name.
Welcome to the show.
But welcome to the show. Hope you enjoying the show, you know. First of all, I'm insecure. Chris, you posted that video of a baddie who said you can't be on without discipline with eating habits, your money habits, and with working out. You're right, Jenny. I need to do a reaction to that. I'm glad you brought that up. I'm going to do one. Wicked Scorpion could join the model and get that bag. Straight dudes are not modeling like that. They're going to be modeling for Express. Exactly. Dang, bro, I didn't know you were starting this early. What's up, SAG? Do they pay more for the tattoos or did it stretch out? That's a great question. Who knows? All right, we got Ashanti, the singer here, who I'm a fan of Ashanti. Hold on, y'all. Y'all see this glare in my eye? I know I got sunglasses on, but that glare is annoying me. So give me a second. I'm going to try to get rid of that glare, that glare from the sun real quick. Give me one second. Yeah, I think I'm good now. You see how I had to flex with the commercial real quick? Let me throw the commercial on real quick. I'll be right back. But anyway, we got Ashanti, the singer here. She just recently had a baby, and she gained some weight. And listen, let me preface this because y'all gonna take this the wrong way. I know women gain weight when they have a baby, right? But you don't have to stay there for the rest of your life, okay? Let's get that straight. You gain weight when you have a baby. You don't have to stay there for the rest of your life, all right? Now, let's continue. And my mom's on the chat. Y'all can chime in. Feel free to chime in and let me know what y'all think, all right? Because I'm not sitting here. Most of my clients are women, so I understand, all right? Jesus Christ. Let me stop. Ashanti here, she has the baby. She's clearly gained some weight, right? We expect that to happen at this point. My issue is the comments glorifying the shit. I don't like that. Now, Ashanti will probably snap back. Most of women and her industry, they snap back. But a lot of women don't, and a lot of women listen to this shit. And I'm telling y'all, ladies, do not. Let's keep it going, man. Forget the body, the face given Benjamin Button. Yes, her face looks good. Nelly told her not to lose too much. He love it like it is. Yeah, and see, women going to take this to the next level. It's going to be a 300-pound woman who see this and be like, I ain't got to lose it. You see Ashanti. Some people are lucky and gain weight in all the right places. Well, a lot of people gain weight in the right places because maybe they've developed muscle there. They've been active. And it doesn't just all go to their stomach. And they're also not just sitting around drinking beer, drinking a lot of alcohol, eating Popeyes, Church's Chicken, Jack in the Box, etc.
It's Wendy's.
The only thing you've been ordering is a whole bunch of damn cheeseburgers.
Love a natural after baby body. She looks so good. Grown woman body is tea. Okay, this is the shit I'm talking about right here. Okay, getting fat should not mean grown woman body. Okay. Do we know women's bodies change as they age? Absolutely. But let's not call fat grown woman body. All right. Let's stop doing it. There's plenty of grown women out here who did not let themselves go. Okay. Let's clear that up. Let's see what else we got. The baby filled her outright. Come on, y'all. I mean, we just being real, bro. This ain't nothing against her personally. Grown, married mother and still serving natural face and body. I'm cool with this comment. She looked good in her grown woman body. Take that grown woman body out of here. Body is tea. We can't say... Oh, y'all gonna think I'm fucking mean. All right. We know what Ashanti used to look like. Why are you saying her body is tea now? Seriously. The worst form of her body, because she's bouncing back from a baby, we're saying is tea. I'm not a fan of that, bro. I'm not a fan of that. This mindset is what keeps people back. This mindset is what keeps people below average, mediocre, fat as hell.
Nope.
If I'm being mean in the chat, let me know. Grown woman body again. The comments pass the vibe check. This woman is sexy and beautiful. How does one get the weight to only go to their lower half? This level of perfection isn't fair. All right. We see the women in here, you know, doing their thing, hyping it up, whatever. But we literally glorify this shit, man. We glorify this shit. And like I said, I'm not attacking Ashanti personally after having a baby because shit happens. But to glorify it, normalize it, think it's okay, think you don't have to get back in the gym, think you don't have to prioritize yourself because you have a baby, you know, I think that's ridiculous. And I had a client who she was training with me for a little while. She lost weight. She ended up getting pregnant while she was training with me. Women, why y'all do that? First of all, why y'all always get pregnant? And right, y'all get a little bit of results, now you pregnant.
Nope.
Now we can't even reach your fullest potential. But anyway, back to the story. I had a woman who, she got pregnant in the middle of training with me. And she wasn't training with me that long. She got some results, never came back to the gym. Big as a house now. And I haven't spoken to her personally, but from talking to people I know affiliated with her, because I'm the source, everybody come back and tell me, she's like too scared to leave the baby, right? And that's common with women too. I just had a woman start back up who was scared to leave the baby. That happens when the baby's little. But after a while, when the baby's 2 years old, the baby's 3 years old, hey, you gotta prioritize mom. You got to take care of mom, okay? We know you love the baby. The baby going to be all right for an hour at the gym. So mom's got to stop this shit. You know, dads be like, man, I'm in the gym. I'm going to do my, you know, you got a couple bitch ass, weak ass dads that be acting like the mom and shit. The weak ass dad acting like he pushed the baby out, man. Get your weak ass in the gym.
Shut
man.
Your bitch ass up.
But yeah, mom, get back to prioritizing mom, man. It's only going to make you a better mom. It's going to make you a healthier mom. You could chase the kids around. You could be active with the kids. You ain't going to be miserable around the kids. You're going to have more energy for the kid. We know y'all bodies go through all types of changes after pregnancy, postpartum depression. Get in the gym. We know the gym helps that. So get back to prioritizing mom. And stop listening to people who's hyping you up because you had a baby and got... you got thicker.
Them thick ass ankles and them thick ass wrists. You can tell who gonna have big mama arms early.
I'm just being honest, man. And it is what it is. You know, I'm gonna tell the truth, but you know I got it. Dom the Monko. Just getting these comments, man. SAG said, what did I miss? When I was what did I miss? Head ass. Jennifer said, nice. Hey, you got to tell us how you do these AI shorts. Hey, man. Hey, hold on. I'm going to tell y'all after I'm dropping the first episode this week. The first episode is dropping this week. Stay tuned. And the first one it's good. But the second and third episode, it's crazy, man. Crazy work. I can't wait. Nelly didn't tell her that shit. He didn't meet her that way. She looks young in the face. Because she used to take care of herself in the past, and people don't understand. People don't understand that the weight gain is determined by your past actions. the weight gain is determined by your past activity. So, yeah, she's not going to just have a bad built, big up top, no ass, no thighs. No, Ashanti been putting in work since the 90s. So, yeah, she's going to look good after that baby. After the baby, I felt heavy and weak. I started walking and body weight as soon as I was cleared by the doctor. I'm still a work in progress. And sometimes you got to take it easy after the baby. What the hell does team mean? Oh, T mean. Is that like Gen Z ghetto term? Yes. Calling that grown woman body is self-hating women, infantilizing petite women. Yes. Exactly. Thank you. Thank you. Exactly. You're literally dissing petite women. And then try to make men pedophiles because we like a petite woman. Crazy. What is a grown woman's body? Do they have grown man's body? And what does it look like? They say grown man body too. Like if you retire a football player who put on a lot of fat, they're going to say that's a grown man body. And they're going to say, I got a little boy body. And people know what Ashanti looked like back in the day. So they saying she looked terrible then? I think so. I think they're trying to say she looks better now. Crazy as fuck. That saying, the body is tea, is fucking retarded. It glorifies the bullshit.
Nope.
It's ridiculous. Using the word tea to describe a physique just sound weird and corny to me. Agreed, man. Agreed. Hey, man, let's keep this thing going. All right, we got some coaching videos before we get out of here. We got to stop making excuses. Let's check it out. And, of course, make sure y'all hit that like button.
If you have a serious, and I'm talking fitness right now because I'm in the fitness sphere, if you have a serious fitness goal that you are aspiring to hit, whether it's you have a significant amount of fat to lose or you want to put on a significant amount of mass, like muscle mass, whatever, you need to be a little bit harder on yourself. The idea of, oh, I had a bad day, so I gave myself some grace. I didn't finish all my meals. I wasn't very hungry today, so I didn't eat all my meals, whatever. If you can't get through,
nobody gives a fuck,
through those periods of time where things are a little bit difficult, or that period of time where you're
it gets difficult for everybody, man. I was just talking to somebody yesterday and they were saying, I don't understand how hard it is for people to follow directions and get on their fitness grind. Shit, if anybody understands, it's the person that lives it out. I promise you, bro. I went to the gym yesterday. And this shit is not easy. I had ground chicken, green beans, carrots, and rice. I did not want to eat that shit. I wanted some pizza. Real talk. I wanted some pizza, but I'm like, no, I got to stay disciplined. That shit is not easy. That shit does a lot to your mental when you're like, damn, I could just go up the street and get some damn pizza, but here I am eating this bullshit. That's not easy for anybody.
Not very hungry. You're not going to get the results that you want. You can't put in 50% effort and expect 100% drastic results and change. You are allowed to go through a period of discipline in order to get to the results that you want. I know that you follow your favorite influencers and they're like, oh, the only way to get through life is to go through life with balance. You don't lose 40, 50, 60, 70, 100 pounds of fat with balance.
And we got to take that balance word out of there. Because it's not balanced. Now, I don't even know what the correct word is. If you want to sprinkle something in, switch something up, man, I'm gonna eat some sweet. I'm gonna eat some sweets today. They having cake at the party. I'm gonna have some cake. I'm gonna have a drink today. I'm gonna have two. That's my limit, right? Yes, sprinkling something in, that's not balance. Balance literally means if you balance something, it's 50-50. You're not going to get any results trying to balance it and do 50-50. It just does not work like that. Why? I don't know. I didn't make our bodies like this. But get that balance word out of your head, right? It's got to be bigger than balance. You got to change your mindset with that.
Maybe you can. Sure. Let me not say that. You can do it, but it's going to take you years to do it. Okay. If you want to do it quickly and efficiently, and I'm not saying like a rapid diet where you're just starving yourself. Right.
Yeah, it's not
but there is like an in-between, right? You can do a controlled 4-month cut and lose a significant amount of fat in that time. Absolutely. But you need to be hard on yourself.
And 4 months, people... You would think 4 months is like a year, the way people treat it. 4 months go by quick. If you lock in for that little bit of time, you could literally change the trajectory of your life as far as your fitness and your fat loss, your mindset, a lot of things.
You can't just sit there and be like, oh, I had a bad day, so I'm going to go out to eat. Or, oh, I'm not very hungry, so I just can't finish my meal plan. No, you need to be a little bit harder on yourself.
You do.
Okay?
You do.
Life is supposed to be hard. We weren't born and put onto this earth and guaranteed a soft, easy, pillowy, cushiony life. Everything you do, you're going to have your ups and your downs. Your business.
And guess what? The reason people do all this lying to themselves and all this body positivity shit is because it's easier to stay fat. It's easier to get fatter than it is to make a change and get fit. This is just another example of people taking the easy road.
This is going to have its ups and its downs. Your fitness is going to have its ups and its downs. Your relationships, ups and downs. What determines how you get out of it is the actions that you put behind those moments. And if you want drastic change and drastic results, you need drastic effort.
Man, she cooked. She's cooking. She's cooking. And a lot of people don't hit the goals just because they're not putting the effort in. You're not giving 100%. Very rarely do people give 100% and not get the desired result. Very rarely does that happen. Okay? The reason you're struggling to lose weight is because you're giving it half-ass effort. A lot of people hire trainers, and they do half of the shit the trainer asks them to do. They show up the half of the sessions they're supposed to show up to. That's why you got half-ass results. I can't tell you the amount of people that have fired me as a trainer and they didn't do shit I was asking them to do. What the fuck? I'm not a magician. I'm not a magician. I mean, it's ridiculous, bro. And a lot of them still haven't lost weight. So 100% effort, okay? Shit ain't fun. It just isn't. But that's how you change. So either change or be cool with not changing. And it is what it is. You know I'm telling the truth, and you know I got it. Let's get in these comments, man. Where we at? Agree, you're not being mean. To be honest, she was kind of like this before the baby, like many people. She gained weight with age that went unchecked, but you don't have to give up and stay there. Exactly. This road is backwards. Thank you for the welcome, C. Marty. Have been binge watching your lives on my nightly walks. Shout out to Astrid H. We appreciate you being here, and we glad that you enjoy the show. I don't always feel like going. Sometimes I go through the motions and just move weight. It's discipline. She ain't lying. I didn't want to work out yesterday, but I did anyway. Plus, I'm slowly but surely recovering from having mild cubital tunnel syndrome. Okay. I had a hysterectomy 4 years ago and got off my game. I went back to group fitness last summer. I've gone from a size 20 to a 12. I'm running a 10K in 3 weeks. I take this shit seriously. Okay. There we go, Astrid. And that's what we like to see. And that's the type of people we want here on our show. We don't want the Maries and all that bullshit. We want people here that's serious and looking to make a change and can admit when they made a mistake. Everyone has bad days, but discipline and consistency is key for real. So I can't go full force like I could normally while working out, but it is what it is. It happens like that, bro. Moderation, that's what it is. You can have a slice of pizza, but don't eat the whole damn box. Pause on that one. Yeah, that was crazy, bro. Thank you, Marsha. She's spitting. Monk mode, don't underestimate it. Absolutely. She told no lies. Facts. AM1, Salusi Marty, great stream, brother. Hey, AM1, I appreciate that, brother. Appreciate that super chat, man. Appreciate that. Everything is appreciated over here, man. We working hard. Never been fat, but about 6 months ago, I decided to lose some body fat. Went into calorie deficit with focus on macros, high protein, fat, lower carbs, and lifting. By 4 month mark, I saw change. Absolutely, in it. it takes time to see change, man, because, you know, in the beginning of the stages, you're probably fucking up, probably not drinking water, probably not on your meal plan. So it takes a while for your mind to adjust, for you to implement everything, put it in action. By month three, month four, month five, if you're really locked in, then that's when you're going to see the real results. I'm about to go out and do some skip rope tonight after this podcast before I go to work. Yes, sir, Jay Sharp. Great job. Do you ever feel like you work out too hard?
Nope.
Nah, I'm efficient with my workouts, man. I've been doing this shit so long. I know what my body needs. But pause, no Diddy. That was crazy.
No Diddy, you know?
That was crazy. But I know how to push myself, be efficient, minimal rest breaks, still lifting heavy, still getting my cardio in, still doing my athletic shit, but I never go too hard, bro. I got to go back and watch the rest of the stream. All right, brother. See, Marty, quick thoughts on low carb keto carnivore. I'm honestly not a fan of those, man. I'm a fan of low carb. I can do low carb. I'm not a fan of no carbs, but, low carb keto and carnivore, keto. I don't think keto is something that most people can do long term. If you're like Brandon Carter, if you don't know who Brandon Carter is, look him up. Bomb Physique. He lives his life on a keto diet, allegedly. That's what he says. I think he's telling the truth. He's super disciplined. He literally weighs out all his food. He even weighs his food at restaurants, according to him. He could be capping.
Stop the cap.
But not something I would want to do. You know, I like to, if I want to eat something, I'm just going to eat it. You know, I'm more focused with longevity, health, body feeling great and looking great. Carnivore. My thing is, I know it works for people, but where's the micronutrients? Are you, you're just not eating fruit at all. You're not eating veggies, vitamin C, vitamin D, antioxidants. Where's the micronutrients? I don't know. I'm not a fan of that. That's just me, though. I could be wrong. What's your current workout routine, Chris? Push, pull, legs, upper, lower. I kind of do like I do something lower body every day. I work my legs every day. And between that, I'll have two compound lifts for my focus. So it'll probably be two pull exercises or two push exercises. And I'm always doing some form of athletic movement, box jumps, sled push, something athletic, and sometimes I'll sprinkle some core in there. But I don't really have like a split for real. I just have certain things I'm focusing on, and I always have a lower body exercise I focus on. So last week I had a day where I did squats. I had a day where I did lunges. And I'll have a day where I focus on like hamstrings, isolating the hamstrings or something like that. But yeah, like I said, more athlete workouts. And I'm going to start posting more of that. I was actually working on a video to explain more right before this podcast started. How low should you go with your carb, Marty? I mean, everyone's body is different. I know me and low carb diets don't work.
Nope.
You know, because the carbs should be like 60% of your diet, you know, honestly, if you want some results. I don't think you should go under 50, honestly. If you're a weightlifter, you shouldn't go under 50. And if you want to do some low-carb diet and you're not working out and you want to just lose weight because you're in a super, super deficit and you can stand it and it works for you, it doesn't bother you, hey, do your thing. But I don't think you should go, 60% of your intake should be carbs. That's just me, man. I'm big on the carbs. I remember Brandon Carter, became weirder. Chris, you need to arrest yourself for that one. Okay, Jenny, I'll arrest myself. Jenny, you're funny today. Carnivore equals constipation. See, that's Marsha in the medical field. So thanks for the response. I'll ask you a little more about that later. That's cool. Why you hit legs every session, Mark? One, because you use your legs every day. Two, you know, nothing against bodybuilding, but me lifting like a bodybuilder. I experience a lot of back pain, and my body just feels better when I'm training like an athlete, right? This is just my philosophy. You know, you use your legs every day. So to continue to move optimally for the rest of my life, I want to work on something. So it's not necessarily that I'm doing heavy squats every day, but I'll do something just to keep it moving. You know, I want to be able to get on a basketball court. I want to be able to run. I want to be able to do a high rocks. I want to be able to do a 5K. I just want to be mobile, and my body feels much better when, you know, I'm doing legs throughout the week and not just once a week or twice a week. You know what I mean? The Nutri-Meals I pick are lower carb, high protein with veggies. Same here. Excuse me. My carbs per Nutri-Meal are 30 to 40% per meal. Not low, not high. Okay. I see what you're saying. Yeah. Yeah, I didn't specify my question. I work with clients mostly 40 to 55 who want to lose weight and fix old people shit. Got you. Makes sense. where you said, I know my body needs. I know what you were talking about, Jim. You need carbs and protein to prevent constipation. Working out legs means your body as a whole is strong. Absolutely, man. And listen, that's another fire episode on the Let's March More Crunches podcast. Another fire episode, man. Also, you also need carbs to restore glycogen in the muscles so they can grow. Absolutely, man. Absolutely. And, hey, man, that was another fire episode on the Less Brunches, More Crunches podcast. A lot of game being handed out here on the podcast. I know we make jokes and shit and have fun, but we here to make each other better. And that's all it is. So, go ahead and follow my social media. C. Marty Fit on Instagram, TikTok, X. C. Marty Fit on YouTube right now where you're watching. Subscribe to the page. Share with a friend. Less Brunches, More Crunches podcast on Apple Podcasts. LessBrunchesMoreCrunches.com for the gear. And you can buy the Less Brunches, More Crunches gear directly from my video. Check the description. You know, if you're interested in coaching, social media management, go ahead, click that link right there, get in contact with me. cmartyfit@gmail.com for anything else, you know, any questions, any business inquiries. But we'll be live again here Wednesday, 8:30 p.m. Eastern for another fire episode. And definitely appreciate y'all, man. I'm enjoying. I love doing the lives, love the community. And we're going to keep this thing going, man. And we're going to have fun with trolls and shit, because we're going to get another troll eventually. We're going to have fun with the trolls, but we're gonna cut that shit out. I'm not going to pay as much attention to it. My bad. I was having fun with the shit, though. That'd be my thing. I'll be having fun with it, but I know y'all want to watch the show and get this good game, and that kind of messes up the flow. So definitely appreciate y'all, man. Let's get these last comments before I get out of here. Prioritizing legs is a game changer. I'm telling you, man, and as I do it, I'm going to document it more and drop more game, because a lot of people just don't know. They don't understand. So, like I said, we'll be live again Wednesday, 8:30 p.m. Eastern. You know the motto. If you don't want to unbig your back, don't watch the podcast. If you don't want to get rid of that belly, don't watch the podcast. If you don't want to get better, self-improved mentally, physically, spiritually, don't watch the podcast. See y'all Wednesday, 8:30 p.m. Eastern. Appreciate y'all. Love y'all. Appreciate y'all watching that episode. I hope y'all enjoyed it. Matter of fact, I know y'all enjoyed it. But I need y'all to do a couple things before we get out of here. Go ahead, smash the like button, smash that subscribe button, and you gotta share the show with a friend. Follow me on social media. See Marty Fit on every platform. Less Brunches, More Crunches podcast on Apple Podcasts. And do me a favor, cop some gear. Less Brunches, More Crunches, the illest, the dopest, the coolest, coldest slogan in fitness. And you know we got the gear. Listen, man, tap into the next episode. Love y'all. We out of here.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies.
Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Life doesn't pause when you're sick. Vaccines against respiratory illnesses can help protect you and give you more playtime with your best friend. Depending on age and health status, vaccinations for flu, COVID-19, RSV, or pneumococcal infection may be recommended. Vaccines can help keep you from having a rough time. Learn more at cveep.org/vaccines-protect. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and CVEEP, fighting infectious respiratory disease.